Huggies for Hope is a leadership initiative for our leadership class, and it has to help the community in a wide area of ways. We were just looking for places where we could do something, and eventually we found Hope Pregnancy is having a constant problem of keeping diapers on their shelves, and so we decided to raise a year's worth of diapers, which is about $70,000 for them.
Okay, awesome. And tell me a little bit about who y'all are, what your school is, and the class that you're in.
We're just freshmen in high school at Core Education, which is a half-day, four-day-a-week school, except for the occasional Friday,
No, that's okay. That's fine. I just kind of wanted to know a little bit more about it. But when did y'all start raising these, the diaper drive?
When we started was in about March. We started talking about it in February, and it started forming in March until up to the 21st, where we'll have our final celebration and raise more diapers and more money to buy diapers.
Great. Let's talk about that. What's going on Saturday with the final celebration?
It's going to be in front of Hope Pregnancy, which is at 205 Brentwood Drive in College Station, which is behind Dairy Queen across from the Gold's Gym in College Station. And there'll be music. We'll have music there. And we'll have a bounce house. Project Yogurt is going to be there, and so is Chick-fil-A. Project Yogurt will be there from 4 to 5:30, serving smoothies, and Chick-fil-A will be there from 4:45 to 7:30, and they'll have sandwiches and chips. And 50% of the proceeds from the food goes to buy more diapers.
Okay, awesome. And so y'all's goal was to get about 70,000 diapers. Where are y'all right now with your numbers?
Our last count, which was on Thursday at our school drop-off fundraiser, we had, including donations that we had then, was a little over 13,000 diapers.
Okay, and so y'all still need to raise quite a few more.
Yeah, and since then we've gotten tons more donations. I've heard Mugwalls is full of diapers, and there you can get 50% off a drink if you bring in a pack of diapers till tomorrow, and you can also buy raffle tickets for our raffle.
Okay, cool. And I did see in the email all the location drop-offs, which we'll make sure to put in our web post. Tell me a little bit about, Eric, just how does it feel to know you're doing something that is ultimately going to give back to so many people?
Well, definitely, coming from a family that wasn't in a whole lot of trouble and helping people, it makes you feel good. It's like I'm helping people who, really need the help. And, of course, it's just kind of helping them out, because a baby needs diapers. It's one of the things that you have to have. You can't just have a baby with a dirty diaper.
Gotcha. Well, very cool. Is there anything else you want to tell me about Huggies for Hope or anything that you want to tell the public about y'all's project?
Come out on Saturday. It's 4 to 8. It's come and go, and the raffle is, you don't have to be present to win. You can buy a raffle ticket for $5, and you can leave, and you'll fill out your name and your phone number, and if you win, we will call you and either deliver your prize to you or you can pick up your prize.